Do you love your food? Do you love to exercise? Do you love the benefits of eating yummy food and being a healthy, fit, strong human? Or is food and exercise controlling your life? And as an exercise professional, could those be really important questions to ask or to get the answers to when we're aiming to inspire and motivate people to be healthy, fit, and strong? Are there people who love to exercise? They wake up empowered and excited and inspired to go and move their body. They love lifting heavy things. They love punching a bag. They love playing their sport. They just love to exercise. And are there other people who exercise, it's just a horrible part of their day? They plod their way through it. They force themselves to go. They don't want to do it, but they do it because they have to, because they're scared of getting fat, or they have to lose weight, or they have to do it for their health because the doctor said so, but they just don't want to do it. Or are there people who just don't do it, even though they know they should and they feel guilty that they're not exercising? They feel bad about themselves because they're not fit and strong, but they just don't do it. Then there's food. Are there people that love their food? It's yummy. Can't wait to eat. Most exciting experience of the day. Versus other people who have a constant fight, battle, war with every food that they think about eating. So every time they sit down to eat, there is a battle going on in their mind. Should I eat this? Shouldn't I eat this? Is it good for me? Is it bad for me? How many calories? How many fat grams? What's the macronutrient balance? Will I feel guilty if I eat this? How much exercise will I need to do to get rid of it? And everything that they think about eating becomes a seriously controlling factor of their emotional state. Yuck. If you've ever lived like that, or you've met people who are living like that, is that something that we want for our kids? And that's the question I always ask. I don't know that we have too much control over what adults do, but how can we make sure that our kids grow up in a world where food is yummy, they thoroughly enjoy it, they get all the nutrition and value from their food that food can give, including pleasure, excluding guilt, and the same with exercise. They love to exercise, they love to be active, they love to be healthy, fit, and strong, they love to play sport, be involved with outdoor, huffy, puffy, high intense activity, and it's not to lose weight, and it's not to have to be fit, and it's not to have to be strong. It's just, I love it, it's just part of my life. And I'm sure you've seen people like I have most days that, yes, they're out exercising and, yes, they're eating, but it doesn't look like a pleasurable experience. You often pass people on the road that are plod jogging along, or they're at the gym and they look absolutely miserable. People that are eating salad out of a plastic container often stop and ask, are you enjoying that? And they say, no, it's terrible, but I have to eat healthy food. Or they're sitting down to a beautiful meal and they look miserable. So I always ask, look at this yummy food you're eating. And they go, yeah, but I shouldn't be eating it. It's bad for me. That's where I don't want our kids to live. How about you? I don't want our kids to hate their food. And having worked with people most of my career path as an exercise professional, people who have a terrible relationship with food, they either don't want to eat anything and it's the controlling factor of their life, the power over their food, and it's the all-consuming part of their life. They don't think about anything else except food, but they don't want to eat it. And then other clients who food is the all-consuming part of their life because they want to eat everything. They've got some horrible thing that's happened in their life and they just want to cover up the pain, and the pleasure of eating food seems to cover up the pain. And of course, if we eat to excess, or we eat far too much than our body needs, there's going to be some consequences to that. So unfortunately, there's a lot of people in the world who are massively overweight. They're obese. They have a terrible relationship with their food, and their food is controlling their life. I don't know what your upbringing was like or what your current lifestyle is like, but I always ask this question. Do you like it when people tell you what to do? Do you like it when other people are in control of your life? So if somebody comes along and says, you can't have that, don't do that, mustn't do that, you have to eat at this time, sleep at this time, do this job, get paid this much money, do what you're told. I think as adults, we're a bit over that. And having invested much time with the young adults of our world, the kids, they don't like it much either, being told what to do. So I don't want for anybody to have that relationship with their food or their exercise where their food and exercise is controlling their life. So if you sit down to eat, I always ask this question: are you excited about it? Are you looking forward to it? Do you love what this food is going to do for, give your body? Or are you having a fight with yourself about whether or not you should be eating this food? When you go out to exercise, are you doing it because you have to or because you can't wait? You're excited to go. And I've just had the experience. I've been out with my puppy dog, as I do every day now. I have four puppy dogs, but one of my dogs who has a fantastic relationship with food, she loves it, little Giorgio. That means we also have to have a fantastic relationship with our exercise. And what's so awesome about what I've just shared is that she loves it. She gets really excited about her food, like absolutely passionately, literally licks her lips even though she hasn't got any. She just loves her food, but she loves her exercise. She can't wait to go. And I just had a giggle today because I take her on her own because we have to run with her. The other dogs go out for a great walk so they can sniff and enjoy the environment because they don't like their food that much. They just eat because they have to. So they go for a walk with their dada. But Giorgio, she has to come for a run. And there's an interesting moment where I give the other two a biscuit, which they kind of sniff at and go, oh, yeah, all right, I'll eat this. And Giorgio wants to stay and eat the biscuit, but she also wants to come and run with mummy. Yes, biscuit, yes, running. So she has to make a decision. And it seems that the exercise wins because the other two stay out the back with their biscuit and she comes with me. And I'm sharing all of that with you because how beautiful would it be, how special would it be if all of the humans in the world had a relationship with their food and their exercise like dogs do. Love their food. When they're hungry, dogs just snaffle up their food with passion and enthusiasm and excitement. Yummy food. And I'm sure that they've never given one thought to how many fat grams or how many calories or how many carbs or are my macronutrients in balance. Maybe they do, because if you give them vegetables, they're not real keen, but if you give them meat, they love it. And the same with exercise. They just can't wait to go. They're passionate and excited about it. And wouldn't it be awesome if everybody in the world was passionate and excited about going out to exercise? Rather than, if I don't exercise, I feel guilty, I feel angry with myself, I feel frustrated because I can't go or I don't want to go. And then this thing with the food where I wish I didn't eat that, I feel guilty. And what do we need to do differently for our kids? As I shared, I'm not sure that we can change adults unless perhaps we choose to change. So if you have a really crappy relationship with food, you feel guilty about foods that you eat or all food that you eat, what do we need to do to change that? And if you don't love your exercise program, you're not going out to exercise because you absolutely love it, you feel that you have to, what can we do to change that? And one of the questions I always ask, which is a question that kids seem really passionate about, we ask our kids to learn. We almost demand of our kids to learn how to brush their teeth, to be clean, so whether they bathe or shower. We want them to eat food. We want them to be respectful of other human beings. We teach our kids a lot of things. But I wonder why we miss out on the exercise part. Now, I'm generalizing, I get that. But what if we taught our kids, all of our kids, that exercise was just a normal part of life, just like eating, sleeping, having a shower, brushing your teeth, wearing clothes, the things that we teach our kids to do. And the big one is obviously that word respect. If we teach our children to respect themselves, to respect other people, to respect their environment, wouldn't it be important to teach them about respecting the human body? And I ask that hesitatingly because I'm not a parent, so I've got to be really careful. But if I respect my body, would I want to brush my teeth? There's an example. I don't want to have rotten teeth. I don't want to have bad breath. I don't want to have a mouth that feels terrible. So if I respect myself, one would suggest that, yes, I'm going to look after my teeth, so I brush them. Am I going to bathe? And one would suggest, yes, if I want to feel good and I want to smell good and I want to be presentable to myself and other people, I'm going to bathe. Food's interesting because we all have to eat something. And that's where I wonder where the disconnect happens, because there's a lot of people, unfortunately, and when I say people, predominantly the people that I've dealt with have been females who have this really terrible relationship with food. And I always ask, how did that happen? How come you hate food so much that you don't want to eat it? And I'm very privileged that my clients have been honest with me. And they've shared with me that their relationship with food deteriorated when they lost control of their life. So what they wanted was to be in control of their food because it was one area of their life that they could control. So what happens though is food ends up controlling them rather than the other way around. So they feel really guilty if they eat food, they don't want to eat food, and they feel really powerful if they don't eat food. The interesting thing to consider there though is if you don't eat food, what happens? If the body doesn't get any calories at all, what happens? And I'm going to give you the worst case scenario for a reason, because if food becomes a controlling factor in your life, there's three things that could happen or will happen. And I always talk about the emotional eating scale. So if food has absolutely no control over my life, I just eat because I like it and I'm hungry and I stop eating when I'm full. It's been suggested by the experts that we have zero emotional attachment to food. So there's a scale of 0 to 10. 0 is that I eat when I'm hungry, I stop eating when I'm full. I don't remember what I ate yesterday, doesn't matter. I'm not really concerned about what I eat today because I just eat because I'm hungry. And yes, there's a logical equation to the food, which is, yeah, what do I need so I feel good? So if I just eat lollies and chocolate and chips and drink soft drink, I probably won't feel very good. That's not very logical. So I'm going to look for some food that might have some nutritional value. Very logical, common sense thinking. That's a 0 emotional relationship with food. No guilt attached. It doesn't matter what I eat. I don't feel guilty. Even if I put on some weight, I just go, oh, well, I'm a bit chubby. I need to lose some weight. But there's no emotion attached to that. It's just pure logic. The other end of that scale, when I'm fully controlled by my food, so that's no longer at the 0 end, it's 0 emotion. At the 10 end, it's total emotion. So everything about my food is about, I feel guilty, I feel angry, I wish I didn't have to eat, or I want to eat everything. Food is controlling my life. And every decision I make and every time I sit down to eat any food at all, there's a discussion going on. And I always use the example, can you remember what you ate yesterday? Can you remember what you ate a week ago? And for people that are on the 0 of the emotional eating scale, or 1, they just don't remember. That food is just like, did I brush my teeth yesterday? Of course I did, because I brush my teeth every day. Did I eat food yesterday? Yes, of course, because I eat food every day. What did I eat? I don't really remember. If food is controlling my life, there tends to be a diary. There tends to be a very specific memory of how many calories, how many fat grams, how many carbs, what was the macronutrient percentage, should I have eaten that food, was it a good food, was it a bad food, did I eat the right amount of food, or do I have to go and exercise for a large amount now to get rid of it? And if I don't, I'm going to feel guilty. And all of that is, of course, about emotion. And if I'm at that point where food is controlling my life, there's 3 things that could possibly happen. Number 1 is that I take full control of my food. So it has no control over me because I don't eat it. So if you've ever chatted with people that are labeled as anorexic, is simply where food is controlling their life and they feel very powerful when they don't eat food. So when they have that argument, should I eat this, shouldn't I eat this, they always win and they don't eat it. And that's a very powerful position for somebody that has that particular relationship with food. But food is controlling their life. Obviously, the opposite to that is food's controlling your life, but the food wins. So anorexia is that you win, you're in control of the food. The other way around is the food is control of you, so you eat everything and you have a discussion every time you're going to eat something, but the food always wins. So, oh, I shouldn't eat this, it's bad for me, I wish I didn't have to eat this, there's too many calories in this, this is going to be fattening, but I want to eat it, so I'm going to eat it. And unfortunately, if you eat everything and food is controlling you, then it's possible that you'll become overweight. And in fact, that's usually where obesity ends up. Well, we, as a human, we end up as obese. We just keep eating, not for logical reasons, not for hunger reasons, not for performance reasons, but simply because we keep eating. Food's controlling our life. The interesting one in the middle of that is, of course, where you've got food in front of you, you have the argument inside your head, food wins, so you eat it, but then you feel so guilty that you want to get rid of it. So you take laxatives or you throw up. or you exercise fanatically to try and get rid of it. And that's why I always ask the question, is exercise in control of your life, or are you just enjoying your exercise? Same question as food. If you feel guilty about eating food, what about exercise? Do you feel guilty if you don't exercise? If you miss an exercise session, is it a guilt emotional feeling? Now, I completely understand that if you love to exercise and for some reason you can't exercise, say you're on a plane or you're injured or you're sick, I really miss my exercise session. I wish I could do it and I can't wait to get back to it. I'm not talking about that kind of missing. I'm talking about I feel so incredibly guilty if I haven't done my exercise session that I want to beat myself up. And when I say that, having worked, as I shared, with many people, many thousands of people that live on the 10 of the emotional eating scale, so anorexic, bulimic and obese people, who've shared with me passionately that when they feel guilty, when I say passionately, they openly share with me that this is how their relationship with food has deteriorated, that if they eat the wrong food, or if they eat at all, or if they eat a food that they consider to be a bad food, they want to harm themselves. And the same, if I eat too much, I feel really guilty and I want to harm myself. If I miss my exercise session, I feel so guilty that I want to harm myself. And I'm very rare for me to be, and I'm not being negative, I'm just sharing with you the truth of what happens if we get to the point where food and exercise is controlling our life. I have had clients that have burnt themselves, cut themselves, tried to kill themselves because they've eaten a food or they've missed an exercise session. And that is the absolute extreme end of that scale. But having worked with people that have lived at that extreme end on a day-to-day basis, where they want to harm themselves, hurt themselves, even end their life because they missed an exercise session or because they ate the wrong food, can you imagine, for me as an exercise professional, how much I don't want that for our kids? And it seems that we live in a world now where we're pushing our kids, we're pushing people to the 10 on the emotional scale. So where do we live in a world where just look, eat your food and enjoy it? How often now do we go somewhere to eat food and people look at us as if to say, well, how can she possibly be? I put up with this all the time because I passionately love food and I eat large amounts of all the foods that I love. But people also know that I'm an exercise professional. So if I'm eating a big pile of deep fried chips, or I'm having an ice cream, or I'm eating some chocolate. Just recently somebody shared with me, I was in an Italian restaurant, and I don't just love Italian food. I'm passionate about it. I bloody love it. So if I go to Italian, I will have bruschetta, and I will have pizza, and I will have pasta, and then I'll have gelati. And the look on this poor woman's face, because she knows that I'm an exercise professional, she just said to me, do you eat Italian food? Do you know how many carbs there are in Italian food? I don't want a relationship with my food like that. I want to love my food. I want to love my exercise, and I want to keep loving it for the rest of my life. Now, I'm very privileged because I live there. At one very tiny stage in my life, when I competed in a bikini stage competition, bodybuilding competition, I had a very poor relationship with food. I went up to 10 on the emotional eating scale. I was having those wars with myself about should I eat this, shouldn't I eat this, and fanatically working on my exercise. And it did my head in, emotionally and physically, and I just said, I don't want to live like this. Now, it took me about a year to get over it. So when I share that, it's because I don't know if we can change, but I physically know, personally know, emotionally know, that I went from 10 on the emotional eating scale back down to about 3 or 4. Now, I used to be at 0. I used to have a logical, unemotional, common sense relationship with my food until I competed in bodybuilding when I started counting calories and fat grams and carbohydrate grams and macronutrient percentages, and it screwed up my head. So the only way that I stopped that from happening is when I say I can no longer be at zero on the emotional eating scale, that's because I can't unlearn what I already know. So everything that I learned when I competed about how many calories were in food and how many fat grams and how many carbohydrate grams, I can't unlearn that. But what I've done is I've on purpose aimed to eat food that I don't know what the calorie count is because it's a new food or a new brand or a new product, and I'm forever getting new products and I never read labels anymore and I'm not interested what's in there because I want to enjoy my food. Now, some people say, well, Roe, that's irresponsible because you should know what you're eating. My body tells me, and I'd reckon that if we ask this question, if you're hungry, will your body tell you? If you've got a healthy, fit, strong body, will your body tell you that you're hungry? If you're full and you've got a healthy, fit, strong body, will your body tell you? If you need something, so if you're thirsty, for example, will your body tell you? If you're tired, will your body tell you? If you need energy, a certain kind of energy. So for example, I aim to sprint 4 times an hour. So I aim to get really, really puffed at least 4 times an hour. Now it's only 10 seconds. I'm not some kind of fanatical freak. And I do that because I want to make sure that I've got happy drugs pumping through my brain. But that kind of activity, high intense activity where you're working at maximum heart rate, that requires carbohydrate. That requires sugar for your brain, glycogen for your muscles, and you've got to have phosphates ready to explode when you sprint. And I don't warm up for that. I just jump on the cross trainer and go really hard. So I go from zero to maximum heart rate in 20 seconds. That requires carbohydrate. Very well, you can try and do it without glucose in your brain and glycogen in your muscles, but you just can't. And there are suggestions that there's different ways to produce that kind of energy, but ultimately your body in some way, shape or form, doesn't matter what you put into it, your brain runs on glucose, so you have to turn something into glucose to make your brain run. And your sprinting system is, everything's run by your central nervous system, but to sprint really fast, you've got to produce adrenaline, norepinephrine, noradrenaline. All of those things are produced by the brain, the central nervous system. And of course, that comes from glucose. So if you try and sprint and you don't have enough energy, there's a couple of things to think about. Do I have enough fluid and do I have enough carbohydrate? So I'm fully aware that I need to have the kind of fuel that my body needs to make sure that I can do the things that I want to do. Fully aware that being a really active person who's in the upright position all day long and that the body's made of protein, if I want to have great hair, great skin, great nails and recover from my exercise and make sure that my body can regenerate and super compensate so I can keep getting stronger, I know that I need to get protein in some way, shape or form. And I know that if I don't have fat in my body, then my internal organs don't work very well. My skin's really dry. My hair doesn't work so well. We've got to have the macronutrients. So yes, I love my food, but I love it for performance as well. And I'm sharing all of that from a very personal point of view, because if you have a nice logical relationship with your food, if you love it, but you love it for two reasons. You love it for pleasure because you love what it does for you mentally. It makes you feel amazing because it's just such a wow experience. But if you also eat for performance, so you want to put high performance fuel into a high performance machine, and I use the example, if I'm going to sprint or I'm going to lift heavy, there's another quick, just a quick example. If you're going to lift really heavy, glycogen in your muscles is really important. And that's again, the form of your carbohydrate in your muscle is just called glycogen. That's just another name for carbohydrate. So I'm fully aware that when I want to lift something heavy, when I want to go sprinting, I'm not interested in having a gelati. I'm not interested in eating lollies and I'm not interested in drinking soft drink. I want a body that's capable of doing all the things that I want to do. So I'm going to put high performance fuel into a machine that I'm expecting high performance from. But I'm also really aware of what the pleasure of food is, and I've spent too much time with people who don't have that pleasure. And in fact, it's the reverse. They hate food. Even the foods that they think would be yummy, they don't eat them because they're scared of how it's going to make them feel. I don't want food to control my life like that. How about you? I don't want exercise to be something that I can't live without it. I get that. I'm absolutely addicted to exercise. I love it. But I don't want it to be in control of my life, that if I'm supposed to exercise at 9 o'clock and if I didn't go till 9:30, I'm guilty for half an hour and I feel really crappy. I have this great relationship with exercise where I sprint, as I shared, four times every hour, but I can do that anywhere, anytime, whether it's on a plane, in a hotel room, in the toilet, in an office, at a boardroom. I don't care. I will just find a 10 seconds, four times an hour, because I want to pump happy drugs into my brain so that my brain's always functioning at peak performance. My body's a fat burning machine and I feel good physically and mentally. But I don't want to be the person that if I miss one of those, I get cranky. And I deal with having managed health clubs all of my life. It's been really interesting to watch people come into the gym that have missed a week of exercise, or they've been injured and they can't exercise, and they come in really grumpy and really angry with themselves because they missed their exercise. So I'll just ask those two questions again. Are you passionate and excited about eating food? Are you passionate and excited about exercise and being healthy, fit and strong? Are you in control of your food and your exercise, or is food and exercise controlling your life? Are you the person that loves what you do, or you do it because you have to? And there's that last question. If you could have the perfect body, if you could be in peak physical condition, ripped abdominals, tight butt cheeks, whatever it is that lights you up when it comes to your body's appearance, if you had a beautiful body but you didn't have to exercise and you could eat whatever you wanted to, would you still exercise? Would you still eat healthy food? And it's just, I'm not asking for an answer. I'm just something to consider that you ask yourself, that you ask your clients. Because if we're exercising because we love it, and if we're eating healthy food and high performance food because we love it, is it something that we would just keep doing because we love it, not because we have to? Could that be a great question?